Welcome to the Gen X Biz Coach. I'm your host, Deanne DeMarco. Are you looking for ways in how to manage, motivate, and connect with today's workforce? If so, you may want to stay tuned for the next 4 minutes because we're going to be answering the question, what do employees want? You know, the average large U.S. company will lose 30 to 40% of its workforce in the next 5 years. And in order for companies to succeed and survive in today's environment, leaders must learn how to connect with the new generation of workers. So just what do employees want? The workplace is very different than it was 20 years ago. In the past, employees perceived their managers as heroes. And these heroes were leaders who solved problems efficiently and created solutions effectively. But you know, today things have changed. The workplace is a diverse environment, and the type of hierarchical management that used to be the accepted norm is disappearing as the generations emerge. The generations within the workforce today are divided into four groups: traditionalists, baby boomers, Generation X, and Generation Y. The traditionalists were those born between 1922 and 1945, and they still make up about 3% of today's workforce. The baby boomers, or those born between 1946 and 1964, make up about 40% of today's workforce. Generation X consists of those born between 1965 and 1980 and make up approximately 44% of today's workforce. The Generation Y, or the millennials, are those who were born after 1980 and make up about 13% of today's work environment. The millennials, it should be noted, are, while they may be on your front line, will be 100% responsible for the success, growth, and future of your business. So with Generations X and Y controlling over 50% of the workforce, new demands on management have surfaced. They are looking for a very different kind of leader and manager. Generations X and Y are the avid users of Facebook, Twitter, and iPhones and Blackberries. And they are looking for a leader who is a good mentor. They are looking for a manager that doesn't dictate to employees, but instead coaches or mentors them. Above all, they are looking for a manager or leader that is willing to listen. And they, most importantly, they want a manager that represents team collaboration. These employees want to be recognized. They want to be invested in, supported, and rewarded. But the one question they're really asking is, do you want me here? Do you need me? And a lot of these Generation X and Gen Y employees are leaving companies because those questions are not being answered for them. Employees today expect their resume to be nothing more than the foundation blocks for their future, not the end all. They anticipate that each employer will help them to grow and develop as a person. They expect them to also develop and grow as an employee. And they want to be an asset to the company. This new generation, they're not looking for a 9-to-5 stuck in a cubicle type of job. They want to be able to multitask, experience new challenges, and cultivate new opportunities within the organization. In a recent research study that I just completed, an estimated 80% of Generation X and Y all agree that the best way for them to be satisfied in their career is to be involved in meaningful work. They want to know that what they are doing for a company makes a difference. And they want to see concrete results. As compared to the traditionalist group, only 3 to 8% of this group believe that meaningful work was important to them. What a generational difference. The bottom line is, employees want good leaders. They want managers who are responsive to employees as well as to the organization. Leaders who are accountable, and supervisors who support and invest in their employees.